Therefore, night is falling on your visioning. The lights are going out on your divining. The sun is going down on the prophets, and their day is turning dark. But as for me, I am filled with power, with Yahweh's spirit, and with justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin. My dear brothers, this may be a hard word for preachers to listen to. The prophet Micah cuts loose with a withering indictment of the prophets who were leading God's people astray. They pander to people who keep them well fed, but are all too willing to launch little jihads against others from whom the preachers can expect no benefit. Micah lumps together corrupt, self-serving preachers and corrupt, self-serving rulers. Both of them trade integrity and truth for crooked judgment and twisted teaching. And they have the unmitigated gall to hide behind God's name and claim privilege and protection on account of their divine office. Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us. Now, this is no generic complaint about abysmal preaching. No, Yahweh uses Micah's mouth to skewer those prophets with the sharp end of a well-aimed second-person pronoun. It shall be night to you, and darkness to you, because of you Zion shall be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall be a heap of ruins. Bushes will grow on the hill where God used to live with his people. Can you imagine a worse verdict against you? Because of you, God's people die. God's church is torn down instead of built up because of you. The Lord has no patience with such unworthy, unprincipled, lying, and murderous scoundrels. You preachers and would-be preachers think you're entitled to eat your fill at the expense of the flock? You think you've got a right to a professional salary and a nice housing allowance and full health insurance? You imagine that by virtue of your divine office, you can be excused in coddling your ambition and your status lust and your unholy greed? Well, forget about it. God has other plans. God, through the prophet, says that he is about to turn the lights out on your bright future plans and leave you exposed and disgraced as frauds with nothing to say because Yahweh refuses to speak to you or through you. Like I said, pretty hard words for preachers to listen to. But you need to listen. You need to hear this because you enjoy being recognized as God's man. You like the trappings and the distinctions of the ministry. Some part of you just purrs when people praise your spirituality or your dedication or your insight. Now, phylacteries and fringe may not be your style, but you have your taste in liturgical vestments and titles and positions of privilege. We all learn pretty quick the pecking order of vicar, assistant pastor, senior pastor, circuit counselor, district president, of instructor, assistant professor, associate professor, very important, full professor, dean, president, and whatnot. That part of you needs to be called out, publicly shamed, and left speechless. Yahweh's people have already got enough scribes and Pharisees, more than enough self-serving prophets and preachers. Thank you very much. You need to listen to this hard word from Yahweh through Micah. In the starkest possible contrast to those useless, self-absorbed preachers that are condemned here, Micah speaks up as a different kind of prophet. But as for me, I am filled with power, with Yahweh's spirit, and with justice and might. Filled with God's spirit, Micah does what will not punch his meal ticket, and he says what will not ingratiate him to his hearers. He declares to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. The light of God's righteous truth is the opposite of the ignorant, pandering darkness of the false prophets. It is like turning on a light in a dark, filthy kitchen. It reveals the mess and sends the roaches scuttling. God's justice, proclaimed by the true prophet, shows you who you are. Of course, such righteous, divine judgment is never an end in itself. Micah is not about death, he's about life for God's people. Because Yahweh is about life for his people. He cares about his people. He has plans for his house. Lying preachers tear down Zion. God wants to and will build it and make it the saving center of the world. Read chapter 4 of Micah. God saves his people and saves the world. But God is angry against leaders who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity, those who destroy and exploit the weak to aggrandize their own power and wealth. And so God chooses and appoints another ruler, bolder and truer than Micah, not proud but humble, not false but true, who builds God's Zion with his own blood and saves Jerusalem by taking iniquity. He hides his power in weakness. He says, the way Micah says it here, I am filled with power, with Yahweh's spirit, and with justice and might. Or as he said on another occasion in the synagogue at Nazareth, reading the words from Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Here, now, today, Jesus, Yahweh's Messiah, cries peace to you, not because you have put something in his mouth, but because he puts something in yours. Not because you give him something to eat, but because he gives you the bread of life. He humbled himself so that you could be lifted up. He spent himself to give you everything. He tells you the truth so that you can live by following him. He is what you need today. He is what all God's people need whenever you will open your mouths to speak in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.